This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
Rest, relaxation, and life without Flames hockey? Pretty boring. Good evening and welcome to Flames Unfiltered. Episode number 34, recording it on January 22nd, 2019. It's a beautiful Wednesday evening. And it's finally nice outside, so that's good. But on a bad note, we have no Flames hockey going on right now. And I don't like it. We're on the CBA mandated break, along with the All-Star break. And fans, we are not even halfway done. It is so weird to not have the games to look forward to. The speculation on the roster. Who's hot? Who's not? Who's scoring? Are we winning? Where are the standings going? God, I just miss it. We'll be back Tuesday night. I know. Players need a break, I guess. I've been catching up on a little Netflix. Finished the series You. And now I'm going to probably check out the first episode of the Aaron Hernandez and just see how corrupt the Patriots are. Because I know they knew about that. But I got to watch and see. I've also been doing a little bit of catching up on my website, Inside Edge Hockey News. If all you guys could, in Flames Land, could check that out. It's another project that I've had for about 10 years now. Have a couple podcasts on there. One I do with a good buddy of mine, Blake Friars, called the Debate Hockey Podcast. That comes out once a week. That's one you should definitely check out. And then one I got that comes out, you know, usually bi-weekly. It's called The Instigator. And what that one is a short rant on my part on something that's, I don't know, pissing me off in the hockey world. And you can check those out on Inside Edge Hockey News. So please check that out. I've been getting caught up a little bit on that over the Flames break here. And another cool thing coming up on the Hockey Podcast Network, where you're listening to Flames Unfiltered, is coming up here on Super Bowl Sunday that morning. A bunch of us guys are getting together for a Pacific Division roundtable. Going to talk about this crazy division. Who's going to win it? Who thinks their team is going to stay up atop? And it's just going to be a bunch of good Pacific Division talk. You'll be able to listen to that on the Hockey Podcast Network through the Patreon membership, which I recommend. First off, you got to go to the Hockey Podcast Network. And you can listen to podcasts from 31 teams twice a week. How does it get any better than that? We're proud to be part of that group. Great bunch of guys. Great, great content. And they also have a membership group. Or if you pay into the membership group, it doesn't take a lot of money. It's well worth it. You get extra content like this Pacific Division Roundtable. Maybe I'll play a snippet of it on the show so that you get a taste of what it is. And then you're going to want to go out and get that Patreon membership to the Hockey Podcast Network. That's coming February 2nd. You can also catch all of these Flames Unfiltered shows on flamesunfiltered.com, a little website I got put together. It's got all kinds of Flame news, game day notes, scores, highlights, interviews, all the podcasts, of course, all the way back from day one. It's got everything. It's a good little Flames network. I do a lot of social media stuff on there, Facebook groups for the Flames. It's a lot of fun. But back to today's show. Let's talk a little bit about the expansion draft and how it would affect the Flames right now. Who would we protect if the expansion draft, if I had to turn in the Flames expansion protection list tonight? Then we'll talk about a little bit about ALS support and how you can help out with the drive that's going on in Calgary to help assistant general manager with his ALS. Then we'll run through a little bit of Flames news, a little bit of All-Star Game talk and how that Flames participants are in that. And are we excited for the All-Star Game? Or are we not? We'll talk about it here all on Flames Unfiltered.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
Hey, we just talked about the Hockey Podcast Network, and there is a podcast you definitely have to go check. It is from NHL player, former NHL player, Terry Ryan. You've heard him on Spittin' Chiclets. He is an amazing entertainer. He has a podcast that comes out on the Hockey Podcast Network called Tales with TR, a hockey podcast. Please log on to the Hockey Podcast Network, find it on Twitter at HockeyPodNet, and listen to Tales with TR from Terry Ryan. Great, great content. Now, we got usually at this part of the show, we do a little bit of game recaps, but we don't have any games to recap. Isn't that crazy? So we're going to roll right into our first topic. And our first topic is going to be the expansion draft. Now, it's a little bit different show because usually I have, you know, something to rant about or something to brag about or something to be super optimistic about or maybe not so optimistic, as some of the regular listeners know. I tell it like it is, man. I love the Flames. I will support them till the end of time, but I'm also honest about who's going and who's not going. So let's talk expansion draft. And who would you protect if we had to do it today? Now, you can go log on to capfriendly.com, and that's what I did for this because I think that is an amazing website. And it shows down the breakdowns of how it's going to be when Seattle comes into the league. Teams are going to have two options. They're going to be able to protect 7 forwards, 3 defensemen, and 1 goalie, or 8 players and 1 goalie. So I started to think about this, and I pulled up their fancy little chart to do this, and I was like, oh, this is going to be a piece of cake. We're going to be able to get everybody covered here, and we're going to be just fine in Calgary. Well, we're not. This is really hard to do. So I started, and I'm like, okay, we're going to go the 7-3-1 method, which I think makes the most sense. Like, I'd be shocked if every team doesn't do that. But I thought, okay, so who are my 7 forwards? I'm like, well, Matthew Tkachuk, Elias Lindholm, Johnny Gaudreau, Sean Monahan, Michael Backlund. I have to protect Milan Lucic because of the no move clause. That's 6. So who's my 7th going to be? Is it going to be Derek Ryan, who I love this year? Is it Sam Bennett? No, it's not Jankowski. No, it wouldn't be Zarnik. Is it Dylan Dubé? Is it Glenn Godden, who's going to be a great prospect for us? Alan Quine? No. Matthew Phillips? Yeah, maybe. Andrew Mangiapane? Playing on our first line right now. Tobias Reeder? No. Ryan Lomberg? No. Zach Rinaldo? No. Buddy Robinson? No. Justin Kirkland? No. Spencer Fu? No. Well, I got 5 guys, 1 spot. And I can't believe it, but I wouldn't protect Ryan. I wouldn't protect Bennett. I wouldn't protect Dubé, Godden, or Phillips. I think I would go Mangiapane. Wow, are we exposing some good forwards. Now on defense, it gets a little scarier even more. You get 3 of them. So we got to look at the time for now. We probably won't have to protect Giordano just because of this isn't right away here. We got time on this. But if it was today, I'd have to protect Giordano, Anderson. So then I'm like, okay, well, I got Hanifin, Brody, Hamonic, Valimaki, Shillington, Stone, Valiev, Davidson, and Nielsen. Probably Hanifin with his age. Signed till 2024. So we're going to be exposing a Hamonic, a Valimaki. I don't know how I could expose a Valimaki. Now, Valimaki will probably be the guy that takes Giordano's spot when this all comes to fruition. You know, and Oliver Shillington, there's no way they're not going to take Oliver Shillington. So who's the one guy we would lose? We'll talk about that in 1 second. You get 1 goalie to pick. I would go with David Rittich. I really hope that Cam Talbot signs here again next year and we go Rittich Talbot again. I really, really, really hope that that's how it goes. So they get to pick 1 guy. So who would you pick if you were the Seattle, what's it going to be? Kraken? I hope so. I love that name. I do. I really hope it's the Kraken. So I sat and looked at it. I'm like, okay, so first on my list, Derek Ryan. So would I take Bennett or Ryan? I'd probably take Bennett because of his age. So would I take Bennett or Dubé? I'd probably take Dubé. Would I take Dubé or Godden? I'd say Dubé. Dubé or Phillips? I'd play Dubé. Okay, the rest of the forwards I don't think we need to worry about. So Dubé is our best guy so far. So I don't have Hamonic protected. Do I take Hamonic or Dubé? Well, Hamonic's a pending UFA, so that won't count. So I'm still at Dubé. Dubé or Valimaki? I take Valimaki. Valimaki or Shillington? I take Valimaki. So when this all boils down, we're either going to lose, which I don't think we'll, I think we'll have to protect Valimaki because I think that'll be Giordano's spot. So there's a good chance we lose Dylan Dubé in this all, when this is all said and done. Now, obviously, a lot can happen between now and then, and who knows? Maybe we won't have Johnny Gaudreau. Maybe we won't have, you know, one of these other guys that's on the list. But I do know we have Lucic, and we won't be able to get rid of Lucic, so that's something to keep in the back of your mind. But there's a possibility we're going to have a prospect such as a Dylan Dubé that just may be exposed to a team like Seattle.
NHL news, opinions, and controversy.
All right, now it's time to talk about a serious issue. And I picked today to talk about this just because this might be a little shorter episode than we normally do, just because, you know, there's no hockey going on. So just a little bit less, I don't know, to rant and rave about. But everybody knows in Flamesland that assistant general manager Chris Snow has been diagnosed with ALS. Now, his wife, Kelsey, has been amazing through this process, and Chris has. And you know what? The whole hockey community has. But there's so much we can do. There's so much more we can do. And as much as their family has been positive and hopeful and, you know, wants our prayers and don't want to be treated any different, it's hard. It's a serious, serious issue that Chris is dealing with, and anybody in this world that has ALS is dealing with. A couple things we can do as listeners and as fans of the Flames and of our assistant general manager, Chris Snow, who's got a ton of support through the National Hockey League, and it's so fun to see other players and stuff helping him out. Lots of videos being sent to him and jerseys. And what's really cool about this is there's an auction going on right now. It started on January 11th, and it's running through January 26th, which is this Sunday. And there is a ton of jerseys being auctioned, and nice jerseys, whether it be a Tkachuk or a Gaudreau. There is jerseys from everywhere. I saw Brett Burns one. I saw just tons of them. Brady Tkachuk I saw on there. McDavid I saw. Just tons and tons of players have donated autographed jerseys to help Chris. And more importantly, the battle of ALS and the research and everything that we need to find out more about this terrible disease and how we can slow it, stop it, and cure it someday. You know, every family, unfortunately, is touched by whether it be an ALS or cancer or, you know, one thing my family's been touched with in recent years is Parkinson's. And these diseases are so debilitating and so difficult for the person who has them, but also the family. It changes a lifestyle. It changes everything. And you know, just like Kelsey and Chris are doing and going about it in such a positive way, it helps. I know my family who's dealing with Parkinson's with my aunt, and you know, where we try to be as positive with it as we can, and we watch her struggle and try to help her as much as we can. But Chris is doing good from what he's saying, and everything is going good and moving in a positive direction. But after the initial reaction to this ALS, I hope the support and everything doesn't go away for Chris and the family. This is a battle that he'll be fighting for a long, long time. And go out, take a look at this jersey auction. It's on flames.com. Find a jersey, bid on a jersey, win a jersey of your favorite player. You can also donate, and I'll put a link on the website on flamesunfiltered.com on how to, I'm going to put one on for the jerseys. I'm going to put one on for how to donate for research and do treatments to help with the struggles that ALS patients have and further the research to find a cure someday. That's the ultimate goal. Also put on there Kelsey's website that she has out there called Kelsey Snow Writes. And I don't know. I read quite a bit of it as I was looking and researching on this, and it's an interesting read on how the family is dealing with it. And we wish Assistant General Manager Chris Snow all the best, and make sure let's all go out there and do a little bit to support ALS. The hockey family is a tight family. We may battle hard on the ice, but we battle hard for each other off of the ice.
Inside Edge Hockey News, bringing you inside the game.
All right, Flames fans, time for a little bit of Flames news. And Friday night, this drops on the Hockey Podcast Network on Thursday. Friday night, we have a skills competition to talk about a little bit. And then Saturday night, we get the All-Star game, and then we get back, as some teams get right back to the ice on Monday. Other teams like Calgary, we still have to wait till Tuesday. But All-Star participants from the Flames, Mark Giordano, well-deserved, probably more deserved last year than this year, but you know what? Anytime you can get a guy like Mark Giordano to the All-Star game, it's so well-deserved. Our buddy Matthew Tkachuk will be there in his hometown of St. Louis. That'll be fun to see. And David Rittich was a late addition when I believe it was Arizona's goalie went down with an injury. So David Rittich gets in there, much as, you know, well-deserved. He started off the year just on fire, played wonderful, had a little bump in the road here a couple weeks ago, but looks to be back on pace as he had a great game against Toronto. We wish all the Calgary Flames participants good luck. Don't get hurt. And have some good times in St. Louis. David Rittich will be sporting a fancy new goalie mask. Man, I saw it today. I'll tweet it out here on Flames Unfiltered, our Twitter page. And it is flat out amazing. It is super, super nice. I hope he uses it for some games other than the All-Star game, because I think it's that good.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
CoolHockey.com is your number one source for authentic and customized NHL jerseys. Use promo code THPN. Receive 20% off your order at CoolHockey.com.
CoolHockey.com. Jerseys online since 99.
All right, Flames fans, time to go around the National Hockey League, talk about some different things happen in the league. Patrick Kane tallies his 1,000 points. 953 games played, 350 goals. Is it 80? 380 goals, 620 assists, 1,000 points. The youngest U.S.-born player in the history to reach this mark. Other guys in the USA that are amazing guys that have reached that mark are Brett Hull, Pat LaFontaine, Joe Mullen. They reached it earlier than Patrick Kane did. Jeremy Roenick, Mike Modano, Keith Tkachuk, Phil Housley, Brian Leetch, and Doug Weight. Other happenings in the National Hockey League. How about those Columbus Blue Jackets? Okay, this is success beyond anybody's expectations, because I don't think there's one person out there that can look us dead in the eye and say that they thought the Columbus Blue Jackets would be where they are right now. This team is in a playoff spot. They are in fourth place in the Eastern Conference Metro Division, just 1 point back of the Islanders, who we thought nobody was going to catch. Oliver Bjorkstrand's back. He is putting in points. And this team is on fire. 8-2-0 in their last 10. 6 wins in a row. They're up to 62 points. They currently sit in the top wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. And that team is a fun, fun hockey team to watch. We talked a little bit about the All-Star game early on, and we'll talk about it again now, as Florida looks like they'll be getting the 2021 All-Star game. And when I heard this, I thought, all right, what does this mean? Well, first off, it means that we're going to have to watch another All-Star game, which are becoming a disaster. Why do I say that? I'm getting very frustrated with this because I'm not a huge fan of the 3-on-3 All-Star game. Also not a fan of 5-on-5 when players don't hit or care. And now it's really getting bad when I believe it's 11 players are not going now, whether it's because of some legitimate injuries, but some I question a little bit. And that gets frustrating. I don't like that. But what do? The players don't want to play in this anymore. Some do. You know, I remember back in the 80s when I'd watch this as a little kid, I'd be like, man, the All-Star game's on. And the players took pride in it. They were proud to represent their team in the All-Star game. I wish the players would rewind the clock and take that same pride. Now, I know some do, but I know a lot don't. The comments by Dylan Larkin, Ovechkin not going. It's frustrating. The NHL All-Star game is for kids. Kids want to see the best play. And I think the kids are owed that. So I hope they figure something out with that. My second thing with it being in Florida is, wow, will this be the first time Florida sells out? Sorry, Panthers fans, there's my shot at you. But you know what, Panthers fans, I'm going to tell you something. I watched your team play Chicago last night. I've watched them a couple times this year. I've actually been crabby with myself for not watching them more because this is a good hockey team. This is a really, really fun hockey team to watch. And a team I'm going to be watching a lot of down the stretch because this is a quality hockey team and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch as they make the playoffs because I think they're going to make the playoffs this year. They're moving up. They're into third in the Atlantic now at 61 points. They've surpassed Toronto. Already gained a 4-point lead on Toronto just like that. They're 8-2-0 in their last 10. They've won 6 in a row. Hot, just like the Columbus Blue Jackets. It's the Florida Panthers. Boy, it's crazy to say that, but fun team to watch.
Inside Edge Hockey News, bringing you inside the game.
All right, Flames fans, last section of the show because we don't have anything to preview. We have no games to preview, but we got one fan question, and I did a Facebook poll today on two of my favorite Calgary Flames social media Facebook groups. One called Flames Up, one called Calgary Flames Fans. Please, guys, if you're listening to the show, you're a Flames fan. Come on, get out onto Facebook, join these groups. It is a bunch of Flames fans who I love visiting with. It is so fun. They got great posts every night, lots of arguments, lots of fun banter back and forth, lots of encouragement for the team. Did a Facebook poll. My question was, Brad Treliving is in search of a right winger with term. Who should he target? I listed 5. Kasperi Kapanen of Toronto, Rickard Rakell of Anaheim, Kyle Palmieri of New Jersey, Josh Anderson of Columbus, which I don't think he'll be available anymore, and Andre Case of Anaheim. I allowed write-ins, and I got a pretty good fair share. 311 entries. Thanks again, guys. Man, usually when I did these polls, I used to get 50. Now I'm getting 350. It's so awesome. I love these guys on these Facebook pages. 72.6%, 226 voters picked Kasperi Kapanen of Toronto. 16.4% picked Rickard Rakell. 7.1% picked Kyle Palmieri. 3.2% Josh Anderson. And Andre Case got just 2 votes. But I like Andre Case. I think he'd be a great addition to this team. Let's talk about some of the guys that people wrote in. Chris Kreider. But see, now, the guys that wrote in we're all UFAs. And I know, and that might be our poll next episode, but I know Brad Treliving is not looking for rentals. He wants a guy with term, and I don't blame him. He may have to settle for a rental if he's going to pick up a guy for a stretch run, which we'll see. I had a few people write in, just, you know, leave it be. Let's just see how we come out of break and just leave it alone for once and see how we do it. And I don't know that I necessarily disagree with that. Lots of write-ins for Tyler Toffoli, which I think Tyler Toffoli would be a great fit, but he is risky because I don't know if he'd re-sign with us. Chris Kreider had quite a few write-ins, and I had a few people write in and say that we need to take a stab at Ilya Kovalchuk because he'd be cheap. No, we don't need to take a stab at Ilya Kovalchuk. That has shades of Owen Nolan. Remember that. That has shades of Jaromir Jagr. Remember that. They don't work. We've proven it. So the fans want Kasperi Kapanen. I guess I'd be cool with that. I would. Break will be over on Tuesday as St. Louis comes to town. I can't even remember. St. Louis comes to town, I believe. That's so far out, I've tried to erase it from my mind because it's so damn far away. And then it's the Battle of Alberta on the 29th Wednesday night. I think every hockey fan in the whole world has that marked on their calendar because that is going to be flat out amazing. Got some great shows coming up on our next episode. The guys from Oil Country Podcast are going to join me for a little bit of Battle of Alberta talk. And then I'll have a great guest, Tom Franklin, St. Louis Blues guy. He's going to be joining the show. And we'll talk St. Louis Blues on the following episode. And then we're going to bring back the Battle of Alberta guys because we have to talk about round 3 and preview round 4. Man, I like talking to those guys at Oil Country. It is a lot of fun. It's got some great, great shows coming up. As we sit at the break right now, the Calgary Flames sit in third place in the Pacific Division, tied with the Edmonton Oilers. Yes. God, does that sound good to say, though? Man, I don't want Edmonton to do good, but it's kind of fun when we got a battle like this, because if the playoffs started tomorrow, we would have them. How good would that be? Both teams just one back of our other rival, the Vancouver Canucks. 3 Canadian teams sit atop the Pacific Division. Thanks for listening to Flames Unfiltered. Check us out on the Hockey Podcast Network, and you can also check us out on flamesunfiltered.com. Enjoy the break. Little break from hockey, even though it gets a little boring. Enjoy the rest. Enjoy the relaxation. Flames hockey will be back soon. Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.